Okay. Well, guys, we're going to talk about something today, and I'll be asking for your input as we go. It's another one of those services where you get to participate. But anybody tell me what Wednesday is? 4th of July. So this is the national holiday where we celebrate our country's independence. So today we are going to talk about patriotism and Christianity. So one of the things I love about TLR, I love it, is that anytime there's a controversial subject, we just completely sidestep it and we don't touch on it. And we're afraid and we run away, right? Yeah, that doesn't sound like what we do. It's our motto, no controversy. So this is what we're going to talk a little bit about today, and I'll get into why I think it's important, and we'll discuss it. But before that, I obviously want to point out that this can be a very emotionally charged subject. So depending on where you're coming from and your experiences, you can have some pretty powerful views on this. So I guess what I want to make sure we do is if this turns into a good conversation, which I hope it does, that grace and respect is shown, that this is church, and we are all believers in Christ, and that is primarily the thing that unites us, not that we're in the United States of America. But little disclaimer, so I'm obviously the one up here speaking, bringing this before you guys, so a little bit of my background. Really, this question to me is kind of summed up in, can you be a Christian and be patriotic? So can you have patriotism towards your country, but at the same time, primarily be devoted to Jesus? And I asked myself these questions a few years back. At the end of that questioning, I ended up enlisting in the military, where I spent 4 years and got to take a couple fun trips because of that. So I obviously have some emotion in this. I've got a perspective. I'm not trying to present that today. Trying not to come across with this is what I think, but just to let you know where I'm coming from and my background, I've thought through some of these things, and I hope you have too. So the reason I think this is important, so as Christians, we're obviously in this culture. We're in this country. This is where God's put us. And on Wednesday night, there's going to be a bunch of fireworks, and everybody's going to be going off and waving American flags. And I think it's important that we, as Christians, have asked ourselves these questions and at least thought through them so that when we interact with the culture, we understand why we think what we think. That we think that we've got a biblical understanding or a biblical basis saying, this is why I have these thoughts or these opinions. This is why I have this viewpoint. Because I found, and especially for me, usually my opinion of this was based a lot on how I was raised. So where I grew up, who my mom and dad were, what part of the country I was in, kind of shaped this. And it took until I was probably in my 20s before I really kind of took a step back and be like, well, how does that really line up with my faith? How does that line up with Scripture? Are those two in agreement, or has my background somehow butting heads with how I live out my faith? So that's why I think it's important that we talk about this, that we ask ourselves these questions. And again, we're not going to come to any grand conclusions today, but it's a good discussion to have, I believe. So first, we're going to talk about the basics, and this is just on who we are. So this is assuming that I'm speaking to Christians. But as Christians, our primary purpose is to pursue Jesus. So Jesus is the beginning and end of our life. He's our focus. Our lives should be lived in single-minded purpose and devotion to Him. So everything in our lives fits in that framework, I believe. If you disagree, then we could talk about that one later. And in that framework, though, we've got these other things. So we've got things like family, our job, our friends, our church, and also put on their country. And so the question is, we all struggle with how to fit these other things into that framework. How do I work at my job in a way that glorifies Jesus? How do I take care of my family in a way that glorifies Jesus? And on and on. And so the question I kind of have is, where does country fall into this? Does it fall into this? Should it be completely excluded? Or is it a part of our lives that we need to have there, but it needs to be taken in this context? Does that make sense? A little bit? I like nodding heads one way or the other. It kind of lets me know how I'm doing. All right. So when we talk about Christianity and government, so we're talking about our country and the government, and how do we relate to it? So the Bible's got a few things that I found, and I'm sure there are more. But obviously we've talked about Romans 13. So everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. So there's no authority except which God has established. So in essence, that means don't go out and break the law. Punchline. Then we talk about 1 Timothy. So this is where we're told that those are in authority, we need to be praying for them. And I'll be honest. I'm better at this when I agree with the person that's in power than when I don't. But you see here, there's no distinction. He's not saying if you agree with him or think his policies are good, you need to pray for him. He's saying pray for him because that's God's instrument in the land that you live. But then I wanted to put these last two down because obviously God has something to say about what kingdom we belong to ultimately. So in Philippians, our citizenship is in heaven. And then obviously in John, when Jesus was talking to Pilate, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. So in my head, you start to look at this and you say, okay, we're supposed to have a relationship with our government. Somehow, way we act relative to our government or our country is important. We've laid down a few things here. But ultimately, primarily, as Christians, we belong to the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. This isn't our home. So regardless of what country you live in on the planet, ultimately, it's not your home. So when I look at Scripture, obviously I see these things. So now, and this might surprise some people in our country, the United States is not mentioned one time in the Bible. Not one time. I know. I looked through the whole thing and did not find it. I found some us's and I tried to, no, that wasn't it. So because of this, because we've got general guidelines, but obviously, you know, when the United States was founded, Jesus didn't come back and say, okay, now that you've got this new country, here's what you should do. There's a lot of diversity within the body of Christ as far as either the opinions or how it's practiced out. And I think that's good. And I think we're going to find out probably in this room there's quite a few differing opinions on patriotism in the United States and its role in the world and is it good, bad, ugly, whatever. And I think it's a good thing, which is kind of one of the reasons that we're talking about it. If everybody was in agreement, then, we'd just be rehashing everybody's opinion back to themselves. So what is patriotism? So we hear this word, but obviously it means different things to different people. The nice little dictionary.com one is devoted love, support, and defense of one's country, national loyalty. As with most written down definitions, it still means things different things to different people. So in essence, the way I perceive it, and we can get into here a little bit how you might perceive it, but generally, it's a positive disposition towards your country. It says, I live in the place that I live, and I'm pretty happy for that. I'm glad that I am here. I think that there are some good things going on, and I will do what I can to help it. So, again, taking the online version and kind of making it my own, that's generally how I view patriotism. So it's not very specific, and the reason for that is, again, most people interpret it differently. They've got their own definition, and we'll get into that a little bit. So when I talk about patriotism, though, when I talk about anything, and I do this at work all the time, I like to bracket it. I like to look at the extremes. Go all the way to one end, and what do you find? And then go all the way to the other and see what you see. And then probably most people are somewhere in the middle. And they're kind of it's one way or another, but most of them are in the middle. So we're going to look at what I consider to be some of the extremes. Does anybody know these guys? Yeah? A few? Okay. For those of you that don't know these guys, this is it's actually a church called Westboro Baptist Church. And their view is that anytime something negative happens in the United States, so whenever there's a tragedy or some people die, they believe that it is God's punishment on the United States. And for them as believers in God, their role then is to go and give praise to God for whatever's just happened. So these are the guys when you hear about military funerals or when 9/11 happened. A lot of times, I think it was a few years ago when a bunch of Amish children were murdered. They'll show up at those funerals and basically say, God is punishing you because of whatever, because you belong to this country and this is a bad country. So for them, absolutely anything that the United States does is wrong and evil. And every time something bad happens in the United States, you need to glory in that because that's your worship to God. So that's on one end. I've got some opinions about these guys. We can talk about later one-on-one if you'd like to. Yeah. And they came to Bardstown, Kentucky when I was living down there. So, yeah, these guys are, and they go to a lot of, I think the one in Bardstown, Kentucky, a family had died in a house fire. And they decided that that was God's punishment. So, obviously, we're talking extremes here. I would consider those guys on the extreme. If you can find somebody more extreme than that, I'd be interested. Then on the other side, so this is an evangelist by the name of Billy Sunday. He was an evangelist in the early 1900s, and he was a very effective evangelist. A lot of people came to know Jesus through him. But he said this, Christianity and patriotism are synonymous terms, and hell and traitors are synonymous. So a lot of times when he preached, he would be preaching with an American flag in his hand. And in his mind, being patriotic to the United States of America was the same as your Christianity. And if you somehow went against the United States, that you were in league with the devil, basically. So, again, I consider that to be on the other side of the spectrum. So, you should only basically worship God for when things go bad to the United States. And if you ever disagree with the United States, you're with the devil. So, I'm going to guess, I'll take a shot in the dark, that most of us are probably somewhere in between. So this is kind of where I want to open it up. We're doing pretty good on time. Again, most of us have got an opinion here. Most of us have certain feelings towards our country, whether it be positive or negative, and we have reasons why. But I wanted to kind of open it up and ask, where have we seen times where patriotism has gone wrong? And I'm kind of talking about personal experience. We all have examples out in the media. But have you guys personally seen where you believe you've had someone claiming to be a follower of Jesus Christ somehow get the patriotism question wrong? And I'll be honest. I saw this a lot when I was in the military. And the way I saw it was kind of getting back more towards that Billy Sunday is people would equate their military service to the country with them serving God. And while I believe that you can serve God in capacity while you're in the military, I believe you can be in the military and say, I'm going to, you know, love on this guy. I'm going to serve this guy. I'm going to be involved in the community of believers and reach out to the people that I'm serving with. Do not believe that because you were in the military, all of a sudden, anything you did was in the service of Jesus, if that makes sense. But I had a lot of guys that did. And I think that's kind of one example of where it's going. So I'm going to kind of open it up. And again, so this is always dangerous because we are time constrained. So if you have an opinion, I really hope that you would share it, but we'll share it in little bite-sized chunks. That's okay. So does anybody have another example where this has happened? You've seen this happen. We could do both. If not, you can throw out a new definition. And do we have a microphone? Ah, okay. Oh, it's on right. Edgecomb, you are on it. So, yeah, so, Herb, I didn't know if you had something to share. Okay. So if you have seen examples of this, this is kind of where I'd like to get. Here, hang on. Sorry, buddy. Here, can you get that back there, too? Yeah.
I'm just saying, for the question you're asking, it depends on what your definition of patriotism is. That's why I'm asking. Because if you're all gung-ho, then you can't do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're on the other side, we're, then it's all wrong. So I guess I'm trying to have you clarify more of what you're asking.
Well, and I guess so that might be a thing. Maybe we can get patriotism wrong because of how we define it. So if I define patriotism as never questioning my government, regardless of what it says or does or believes in, then do you think I've gone off base? So maybe that's kind of the point. Have we seen people define patriotism incorrectly? And then when that goes into practice, it comes out.
But is there an incorrect definition? Is it a relative term? Is it whatever you want it to be?
Mm-hmm. So I would agree. So the guys in the military that I believe were saying that, well, regardless of what I do, I'm in service of God, so whatever our country decides to do, that's the right thing. We just need to go with it. Yeah, I think they had a different definition of patriotism than I did. And when that got practiced, that's where you saw it. So does anybody have any other thoughts, examples? Oh, sorry, we got two. Doug's running.
This is Champ. He's a longtime listener, first time caller.
Yeah, but we're recording.
Well, yeah. I mean, like with patriotism, I mean, my version of patriotism is like on 4th of July, I shoot off fireworks. You know, another person, like in the military, their version of patriotism could be to go to another country in defense of this country, as you define patriotism, and, you know, slaughter people. You know, I mean, that's where I draw the line. That's going from like shooting off fireworks to bloodshed. Yeah. And that's another extreme way to view it. So I tend to agree that people get patriotism way wrong.
Yep. I see it. All right. I think we had Jess over here all the way on the other side.
Didn't Jess do a good job this morning with music? And happy birthday.
I don't want to open a can of worms, but I'm going to.
Okay.
I attended a Bible study, a very organized Bible study. It wasn't at one church. It was non-denominational. And I went to sort of an introduction Bible study to see if I wanted to do it, and I thought it was great. I thought that it was really, really well thought out, and it really pushed me to study. And so I got involved in it, and they had kids programming, and I'd heard it was great. Put the kids in, checked them in, went upstairs, did my study. It was totally Bible-based. We never said the Pledge of Allegiance. There was never anything about, I mean, there was some about country, but we never said the Pledge of Allegiance. And my 3-year-old was in the preschool program, and we had probably been going for about 2 months, and he had never really talked about anything about what he did in preschool. He's 3. You know, he's slowly getting ideas. And then one day he was sitting on the couch, and I heard him say the Pledge of Allegiance, start to say the Pledge of Allegiance. And I got really angry. For reasons, I don't say the Pledge of Allegiance, and we never teach my son the Pledge of Allegiance, and I never put him in a program that did. And I felt that they overstepped their boundaries. I had enrolled him into something that was to teach him about the truth of God, and they had him standing around a child holding a flag, pledging his allegiance to country. And I, when I tried to talk to him about it, he was very, he's too young to divide the difference between we're learning about God and the kingdom of God, and we're pledging allegiance to our country. I mean, to him, he was pledging his allegiance to a country or to a flag that was synonymous with the kingdom of God.
Right. So kind of incorporating that.
Yeah.
Too, and that's, yeah.
And I felt that was done wrong.
Yeah. So what about this one? It says, yeah, I see that. Oh, sorry.
Okay, one thing that surprises me is that when we celebrate July 4th, we use fireworks, when most veterans will tell you that's the worst thing you could possibly do to support a veteran. So to me, patriotism and doing fireworks is the wrong thing.
I've heard that a bunch.
On behalf of firework vendors, we'll erase that.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. We can talk. So what about this? What about our country's enemies? So you hear that term? So what's that doing? So basically we've said there's us, and then there's them, right? And somehow us, good. Them, bad. Right, and we hear that rhetoric, and actually, okay, I've got a big word here, and I don't know if it's the right one, so who's literally smart, literarily? Yeah, so xenophobia, is that right? That's correct? Sweet, you can teach a math guy words. So xenophobia is, if I understand it right, is fear of strangers. So it's that kind of us versus them. So Americans are somehow blessed by God or special, and everybody else is something else. And have you seen that attitude played out? So my opinion, that's kind of falls right into this category. When all of a sudden you're looking at other people based on nationality that's different than yours, and you're no longer looking at them through the eyes of God, but you're looking at them through the eyes of where you live versus where they live. I see that as happening a lot. And I think that's a pretty clear point where your idea or your definition of patriotism is off.
One area that stands out to me about patriotism gone wrong or done wrong is the assumptions that we as Christians sometimes force on people in terms of patriotism. And so, you know, I was thinking about Jess as she was talking about her concern there. And, you know, it's a well thought out, and, you know, she can kind of walk you through her thinking on that. And it's a very logical, well thought out, certainly something worth discussing and worth, you know, highlighting in certain situations. But I think a lot of Christians that consider themselves very patriotic and begin to kind of get this blurred line, it's not even a topic that's allowed to be discussed. And that's probably the area. You know, it doesn't really bother me that someone kind of begins to tie those two together. But I see it in the workplace all the time that if you don't strike a certain group of folks as being incredibly patriotic, and of course, we have a lot of people from a lot of foreign countries working where I do, and so, you know, they don't really have any reason necessarily to be particularly patriotic. You know, they automatically just cast them out. You know, they are just like when you were talking about the enemy, it just made me think of that. How you either agree with my version of patriotism or you are the enemy, kind of a thing. So,
I work with my boss is actually from Great Britain, so she's obviously got a little bit different take on Wednesday than I do. I wasn't going to say anything. At least not directly to her face. But I think you're right. How many churches or environments could you go into and just pose the question? Is it okay to be patriotic and a Christian without getting an absolute, either a puzzled look like, well, of course you can, or I'm going to judge you because you're asking the question. Josh over here.
I think one thing that, an example that kind of comes to me, you know, it's all the bumper sticker slogan, you know, God bless America. And it's always struck me as one of those things where, you know, it's all about your context that you apply to it. You know, what are we really saying there? You know, because I think that it really can be a very valid thing, you know, but I think we've seen a lot of examples where it becomes, you know, God bless us and what we do. You know, it's not deferring to him at all. You know, you've seen the other bumpers, you know, well, America bless God, and it goes back and forth. And you know, I think it's really important that we look at the intentions we have behind that. You know, are we really saying, you know, God bless our efforts as we try to follow you, or are we just saying, you know, we're going to do what we want, now God bless us because we deserve it. You know, we are, you know, you know, and I think that
we're America.
Right, exactly. And so there's that, you know, maybe that nationalistic pride behind it, or like you talk about the idea of us versus others, where you know, we've elevated our comfort, or, you know, some of that patriotism comes out where, like you said, you know, there's, we have this standard, and then, you know, we can, you know, to what lengths do we go to those who aren't in our group to keep that, right? And so what message does that send to people around? I don't know. So,
yeah. Nope. Oh, got Miss Judy up here. All right. I think I had somebody first.
Another representative from the southern states.
Yay, go South. I think I have a kind of unique perspective on the patriotism Christianity debacle. My dad is Native American, and I married a Marine, so it was a nice adjustment, and I tend to fall somewhere in the middle. With my dad and the whole patriotism Christianity thing, he's obviously not Christian. He's Native American and worships in that manner, and we've had this conversation, my Marine ex-husband and my dad, the Indian, and myself, being mediator, about how all of this sort of works together. And I really appreciate you bringing it to light. I have an opinion, but I don't think my opinion is a blanket opinion that everyone should share. I do think that there is a reason that church and state by our constitution are two separate entities. And I appreciate the protection that affords on both ends of that. I like the idea that our state is protected from religious ideals that I may not agree with, that do not have to be imposed upon my children just because our leader happens to be of a certain faith or a certain inclination. And I appreciate the idea that I get to worship freely the God that I love. It's just, it makes me sad, I think, whenever we use, and this is not just America, we've done it throughout history, where we've used God as an excuse.
Right.
God is on our side, so we get to take over and you get to believe what we believe.
Right.
And I think seeing that happen to my dad and having him be the enemy of our country, because he doesn't say the Pledge of Allegiance. He doesn't think that you can own land or country. He tends to think more that we belong to the earth, other than it being any sort of, we don't have any ownership over it. So it's a neat, I don't know, it's a good topic. So you're doing a good job.
But that would be an interesting conversation to sit in on. Sorry, Jude, did you have something?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sorry. And then we'll head back there.
Just listening to this was amazing to me, because this wouldn't have been discussed when I was growing up, you know. You did not discuss patriotism, and you did not discuss Christianity, either one, and certainly not together. and I was raised, my dad would be 118 if he were still living, and he served in the First World War, you know. And he was extremely patriotic. And I thought, was my dad a Christian? I have no idea. The only thing I do know is he would have said he was a Christian because it was the American thing to do.
Mm.
Okay. We didn't have a Bible in our house. But my dad, anytime the Pledge of Allegiance was said on TV, you know, he's a big ball game person, and so, you know, they always did the Pledge of Allegiance. My dad stood up and did the Pledge of Allegiance in the house, in the living room. That's how patriotic he was. You know, I can't stand fireworks. I get flack from my family about that. They think that's wrong. But my dad would have just been totally offended by the fact that I don't like fireworks. He thought they were wonderful because they had to do with patriotism. Right. And so I definitely was raised at the extreme. I've always, all my life, been a questioner. Mm-hmm. I knew not back then to question anything, so that's why I'm so verbal now. It's because, you know, you don't say out loud these things you're thinking, Judy, because you'll be tired and feathered. And
what makes you think we think you're wrong?
But, yeah, patriotism is, I think it's wonderful that we can discuss this in church or anywhere else, you know.
Thank you. Jake's been waiting for a while. This is not about the wet willy, is it?
I actually appreciate a really good wet willy, so that's me. But anyway, now, if anyone knows me, I'm from a small city in southern Indiana, and I was raised kind of I went, to give you a background, until the seventh grade I attended a two-room schoolhouse and where we had a total population of 40 kids. So you had grades 1 through 4 in one room and 4 through 8 in the other. So it was kind of crowded, but you knew everybody. You were like a small family. And I'll never forget, in the first grade, it was the first time I had started attending school all day. So it was this big event, and you only had two teachers, and it was a couple, actually, who just lived down the hill from the school called the Redliffs. And the teacher for 4 through 8 was actually the pastor of the church. So if this gives you any idea of the closeness that we all had, and we came from a very patriotic city, my grandfather was a war vet, he's got a Purple Heart, and it was just this big thing. But I'll never forget, Pastor Redliff was a scary guy. He was, the older teacher, he's very smart, very well-versed. But one thing that we always did at the beginning of every day, before we said the Pledge of Allegiance, was we said we pledged allegiance to the cross. And he made us say this allegiance to that. And that really, like, to think about that in the day and age and the time, to go before your nation and pledge allegiance to God, what a big thing that was. And, like, I thought about that maybe 3 or 4 years ago and just thought about how radical that was for this man. I mean, you can call it off as a stubborn man in his ways, you know, I'm going to do it this way. But, like, to really think about the principles and concepts behind that, that's big. Yeah. And I'm glad that was, I mean, there's a place for patriotism, and there's also a place for God, but let's not forget that God should be first.
Yep. I think we had one more.
When I grew up, there was no Bible either, and they did. We said a pledge of allegiance, but there was no feeling behind it, just saying it. And I was raised as the fireworks was to look at. They were for the beauty of it. Was not taught that there's a meaning to it, just to go shoot them, watch them.
Right.
And then, of course, when I started seeking God, then I had a different view of it. I, too, don't like the fireworks. I will watch them because I think they're pretty. And yet I don't think of it as, or I haven't, I will now, think of it as a celebration for the United States or a celebration for anything. The patriotism or for God. That's how I was raised, and I'm just beginning, and this is really good for me to hear that there is a meaning other than the pretty and the noise. I used to like the noise of them and how awesome they were. And I know a lot, especially my family, really like to go buy a lot of fireworks and watch them, you know, shoot them off, and they don't
yeah.
celebrate anything else.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh, we got another one back here. All right, we're probably going to have to, if we're going to get done in time to eat, we're probably going to have to eat. Oh, John, I would never cut you out.
For me, I think showing our patriotism has a lot to do with the gratefulness we have for being here. When we think about it, we look at all these immigrants that are pretty much risking their life to get over here. We live in a great country. Yeah, it doesn't stand for the best things sometimes. But when we look at our response to what we've been given in this country, the things that we have available to us, really I think it has to do with how thankful we are to God, first of all, for being able to be here. It doesn't really matter how you got here because, I mean, I don't want to, like, bring up sore subjects, but for, like, I know a lot of black people who be like, oh, white people this, white people that. And it's like, okay, if it wasn't for slavery, we wouldn't be here. So get over yourself.
It's interesting.
With immigration, like, all these people are just trying to get here. Mm-hmm. Like, their main focus in life is getting to America. We are in a great country, and I think our patriotism should be showing our thankfulness to God. Not so much this celebration of being an independent nation, but being a nation that we can be proud of for getting here and thriving because of God's will, you know?
You completely stole my thunder. You're going to see that on the next slide. Do you want to go? Okay. Yeah, we got time. Why not? Oh, we're waiting on chicken.
All right. That was an excellent comment there, and I appreciate that. We do certainly forget that what we consider poverty in this country is considered rich in a lot of other countries. But with patriotism, I wonder sometimes with some of the people I've talked to, if their patriotism and loyalty to the country hasn't become a god itself, and when they're thankful for their country, or, you know, America can do no wrong, or we're fighting wars and we're justified in that. Exactly what are we worshiping and what are we celebrating?
Kind of the idolatry part of it. Yeah.
And we have people that do the same thing with other things, from kids' sports to God knows what, just all kinds of stuff like that. So God does know, by the way. My bad.
Well, thank you guys. So kind of getting back with Judy, I haven't seen this brought up in a church setting before. And honestly, I was pretty nervous doing it. Just be honest, because I obviously have got some feelings on it. Obviously, you guys do, but I appreciate the discussion. So thank you, by the way, for completely stealing this for me. So I wanted to shift gears a little bit, and this might kind of, Herb, get back to your how do you define it and what's that mean? So the ways that patriotism are done right in the context of being a Christian and a follower of Jesus. How can you have patriotism towards the United States and still primarily be a follower of Jesus? And really, it kind of got right back to what you said. The way I define it is that when I look at the opportunities and what I have here in this country, when I look at the freedom from fear that I have in this country relative to others, when I look at the fact that we can sit here in this room on a Sunday morning and openly talk about this, and we're going to put it on the internet, and nobody's going to come knocking at my door. Nobody's going to track you guys down to find out who was talking and somehow censor you. I'm very thankful that we are here, that we live in this country, primarily kind of what you were saying, to God, because he's the one that Scripture says put these authorities in place. But it's very, very easy, and I do the same thing. It's very, very easy to get focused on what we're doing wrong, however you define that, and the things that we've goofed up on in our history, that we lose sight of what we've got. So for me, in the way I define it, my response to patriotism is saying I'm very thankful that I'm here. Now with that, because I'm a Christian and I believe that God has called us to serve others, with all of these opportunities and blessings that we have, I believe comes an obligation to change things for the better. So as a Christian, I say, okay, look, I've got this freedom. We live in one of the most prosperous countries in the world. So what's that obligate me to do? And I love and hate this verse. Primarily hate it. So Luke 12:48, from everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. So, again, the United States isn't in the Bible. But I believe that when I look at my life in the United States, I've been given much, and I've been entrusted with much. And because of that, I need to take what I've been given and use that. Not just sit on it, not just take it for granted, but actually use it. And Herb, I didn't get to hear it, but I heard you spoke last week, and it might have hit on something about this, that with what we've got, we need to be doing more with. So in my eyes, this is how, as a Christian, I express my patriotism. I'm very thankful to live in this country. I love this country. But because I live in this country, I need to make sure that both the people here in the United States and elsewhere in the world are being blessed because of what we do here. And us as Christians should be a blessing to the country. People should be able to say, because of the churches that are in this country is better. And I know that's kind of always a struggle. So, all right, I kind of want to wrap up real quick. This is the last slide. So I kind of end with the so what. So what does all this mean? Why are we having this discussion? Does it matter? Have we just wasted an hour and 10 minutes? So, again, I think this is something we need to be talking about. I think this discussion needs to be had. Usually, my perception is we assume one of two buckets. We either assume that America's an evil empire and any support of it is wrong, or we fall into the bucket of the United States can do no wrong, and therefore whatever it does is blessed by God and we should just follow in it. So I think this discussion needs to be had because, again, you've got a lot of non-Christians in the country that have an opinion on this, and if you want to engage with them and show them how a Christian defines their relationship to their government in a godly way, I think you need to ask this question. So that kind of summed up my definition of patriotism. And again, Herb, I think you're exactly right. People have different interpretations or definitions, and that's going to drive how it's actually done in practice. For me, this is kind of how I summed it up for myself. So, all right, this is what I want to end on. So anybody fired up a little bit? Heart rate up, blood pressure? Maybe. So both in here and when you go out in the world, if you do discuss this, I think you all know that this is going to be, there's going to be some emotion behind this. I know I've got some. So big, I should have put a capital G. So within the body of Christ, we need to have grace. This is one of those issues that, again, the Bible didn't spell out very, very clear things. We've obviously gone over some examples where I believe sincere believers have goofed it up. I know I have in my life. So I think it's an important question to talk about. I think it's a good one to talk about. I would be more than willing to discuss it with any of you if you want to meet with me or pull me aside. But I think we need to do this in an attitude of humility and grace. So guys, anybody at, well, actually, we're right on time. I hope this was beneficial. I hope that seeing this brought up in this context will allow us to have this discussion, especially on times like around July 4th. I know when I made it, it's going to have me thinking different on Wednesday. I'll be meditating and thinking and praying about some things in a way that I probably wouldn't have beforehand. So again, I hope this was, you found this beneficial. And again, I tried to make this as objective until the very end. I've obviously got some opinions on how this should be played out, and in my experiences, if you ever want to talk, I'm more than willing to do that. Obviously, I can talk for a while. I've filled up some time today. So, does anybody have any other comments or questions before we go eat some food? Yes, sir. There's a microphone.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, July 4th, 1776 is specifically the Declaration of Independence. And I know that it's very popular today to look back at our founding fathers, and a lot of people want to deny their belief in God or in Christianity, and want to think of them as thinking philosophical people who really wanted to separate religion from the government. But the Declaration of Independence specifically calls to the existence of a creator who gave individuals rights to pursue the choices that they need to pursue in life. And that's a very Judeo-Christian idea and was very radical at the founding of this country, and I think was very radical in Jesus' time when he was talking about our personal relationship and seeking the Father, where before it was about groups of people. So,
yeah,
I guess that's all I wanted to point out.
Yep. Okay. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to say a quick word of prayer, and then we'll break. All right, it is 12:15, so if you have kids upstairs, we probably need to be heading that way to get them. But we'll pray and then have some fellowship mingle. Do we have chicken?
Soon.
Soon. We're going to have chicken. So, so if you would, just please pray with me. Father God, thank you. Again, I can't stress it enough how great it is and what a miracle it is that we can come together as a body of believers from different backgrounds, different perspectives, and come together, and the one thing that unites us is we all belong to you. So I pray that as we leave from here, that we would keep that in mind, and as we have a meal together, that would be our theme, that despite these things that we have differences of opinion on, or maybe we haven't thought about yet, ultimately we all belong to you, and you unify us. So thank you for this time. Thank you for this morning, and we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Thank you, guys.